announcement. So just wanted to give you a quick update on where we're at with our campus this year, and pledging is off to a rousing start. We've got 7 pledges in as of Friday, and that's about almost 10% of our goal of 250,000. So yay, 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 yay. Now, we want to get all of our pledges in from our members and supportive friends in by the end of the month. So please do your best effort to get that done. And then lastly, I've been reminded to share with you that we will be having what some are calling a dance party. Some have discussed and suggested it should be a disco. My feeling is it's surrounding stewardship and pledging and money, so it will be It's No Hustle.
Our opening words are from Rosalia De Castro. I see my path, but I don't know where it leads. Not knowing where I'm going is what inspires me to travel it. Please stand as you are willing and able and join me in our opening hymn, Hallelujah. We will help Doug SC teach it to you.
Thank you. At LCUUC, we strive to surround this community with the spirit of love in everything we do. We strive to give kids a place and voice in our church. We strive to make our community and world a better place. In the UU tradition, this is the day we become men and women. Now that sounds sort of weird, but they said there'd be donuts in the social hall afterwards. So yeah, I'll do it anyway. My name's Mason Atkinson, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. Whether you prefer exercising your thumbs on the Xbox or prefer something a little more athletic, we welcome you. Whether you enjoy this cold or dream of less frostbitten toes, we welcome you. Please join us for cookies and conversation in our social hall after the service, and while you're there, stop by our welcome table to find out more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes announcements about upcoming church activities. We look forward to all of our visitors, friends, and members joining in. Please take a moment at this point in the service to silence all electronics, or as my parents say, turn that doohickey off. And again, welcome to all here this morning. We are so pleased that you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us.
Before we get going with the main attraction of the show, I wanted to invite Yvonne Ford up to give a brief stewardship announcement.
Good morning. Well, I think it was perfect that the chalice didn't light and we sang together, because that is the essence of my stewardship committee, or my stewardship message. I've given this talk several times over the years, and I have to say I really struggled this time around with what to say. Many of you have heard it all, and I think there's another reason I struggled with it as well. But anyway, we were joking on the car on the drive over here. You know, I was typing early this morning, trying to pull it together, and in the car, I said, "Well, I should at least have an ending," and I said, "That'd be good." But anyway, so I'll start my story. Like many of you, I was raised in another religious tradition that really didn't meet my needs as an adult. And so when we had a family, we were living in Appleton, we joined a UU church up there. And it really served us well. Our kids still, I think, remember those lessons and live by them, and it's changed their lives as well as ours. And my path had taken many twists and turns, and I ended up joining with others several years ago and starting this church. And I had no idea how much it would affect my life. I think the reason this has been such a hard talk to pull together is it feels very personal, and I think it's all about me. It's really been a selfish endeavor. I've learned so much, and I find out that I really need this community. I need a community with a vision that's big enough that brings purpose and meaning to my life. I want a community where I am encouraged to discover my beliefs and practice living them with others who are striving to do the same. It means challenging myself to discover my deepest fears, my motivations, my thoughts, and where I can practice what it means to be human, to try new things and learn with perfection not being the goal, but learning. Where I can make mistakes and forgive and be forgiven and learn to love. I really need that in my life, and this is where I found it. I need a place where people are seeking answers to the mystery of life. We don't provide the answer, but it's a continuous journey, and a wonderful one at that, where we find new things all along the way. It's my way, my vision of making the most of our short, precious lives. What better reason do we have to be here? And I'm so glad that I was part of the talk this morning, because to me, the community valuing children is really one of the highest reasons for being around. I was grateful to have that when we were raising our kids. And I think children need a place where they can learn that religion is for joy and comfort, for gratitude and love, rather than steeped in guilt. It takes a community to teach our children how to get along with others, to believe in themselves, and to look for their own truth and meaning in life. Our strong RE program supports those values, and today's program is just one example of that. I need a place where we can not only work together to create a better world, but that's the very reason we come together. It's been quite a journey, and with the generosity of many, we've come a long way in a really short time. We've got this beautiful building. We have amazing Amy as our new minister, our full-time minister, and we've grown by leaps and bounds. And the exciting part is we don't know where it will lead us, but the journey will be endlessly wonderful, I'm convinced. So I guess I'd sum it up with words that I struggle with. In the UU world, they talk about building a beloved community, and somehow that seems like a big thing. But for me, that's what it's become. It's a place to be me, to learn to grow, to give meaning to my life. And I'm inspired by all the people I've met along the way. And actually, as Susan Atkinson, you know, diverted last, or in her talk last time, came to, well, I ran out of time to finish it. And that's exactly what happened to me. So here's what I have. Many of you who've gone through this process of looking deeply at why this community is meaningful to you, have come up with the same conclusion. It's the people. And that's where I end up as well. So in the end, you're the reason I'm here.
The program is called Identity. The purpose of the program is to help our fifth and sixth graders better understand themselves at this time of transition in their lives and to explore a bit about how they fit into our religious community. It's paired with the transitions program for our high school seniors, which we featured at a later service this year. We started our program with an overnight to play games, make pizza, and get to know each other better. In our classes, the kids created a religious family tree and a personal timeline of both their past and their futures. They made poster collages with pictures that illustrate things that they find important now and just who they are. And they wrote bio poems, which they'll be sharing with you today. Much of their work is on display in the social hall, and we invite you to join us for a reception after the service so you can talk with them more about their experiences in the program. I have to say that the transition service is one of my favorite things about this church. As I was watching the kids rehearse yesterday, and as I'm doing right now, I was trying to figure out why it is that this service makes me tear up so much, even when my own kids aren't the ones who are participating in it. And I really think that that's part of it, that they are our kids. They're all of our kids. Whether it's been for just a short time or whether it's been for pretty much their whole lives, we've watched them grow up in this church. And seeing them present this service with such courage and grace is a very visible reminder that this is a big transition for them, that they're not little kids anymore. And most importantly, it reminds me, and it should remind all of us, that they hold such tremendous promise, both for their own futures and for our future. So before we move on with the stars of the show, I wanted to share a little bit of behind the scenes of what's been going on here for the last few weeks in a video.
You've got a friend in me. when the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past is, for you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, I got them too. Can't give them anything but what you do for you. We stick together, see it through, cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too. Maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
One of the ways that we care for our wider community is by contributing to our local food pantries, both financially and through the collection of non-perishable food items, which we donate each month. If you have food items to share, please bring them forward at this point in the service or ask a child to bring them forward for you. And I invite the children to come up in front. To come up front and enjoy your story.
Morning peeped through the window. Willow was the first to wake up. She put on her jumpsuit this way and that way until it was just right. Then Willow put on her chicken slippers and went downstairs to have breakfast. No one else was around. She tried to reach the bread and the honey and the oats and the milk and the apples. She tried this way and that way, but Willow couldn't reach. Back she went upstairs. Willoughby, she called. Are you awake?
I am now, said Willoughby.
I'm hungry, said Willow.
Then go get something to eat.
I can't reach, said Willow. Will you come and reach for me?
Willoughby sighed. Okay, pass me my slippers.
Paw in paw, Willoughby and Willow went downstairs.
You can reach because you are big, said Willow.
That's right, said Willoughby.
And one day you'll be big too.
Will I? Asked Willow. Then they both settled down to eat breakfast.
How big will I be? Asked Willow.
Oh, very big, said Willoughby.
Will I be bigger than you? Asked Willow.
No, said Willoughby.
Why? Asked Willow.
Because I got started first, said Willoughby, and I'll go on getting bigger too.
That means you can wash the dishes, said Willow.
Sort of, said Willoughby.
Tell me what it's like to be big, said Willow.
Well, you can do lots of things, said Willoughby.
What things? Asked Willow.
You'll be able to reach the lamp all by yourself when you are big, said Willoughby.
Will I? Asked Willow.
Oh, yes, said Willoughby.
And when you're really big, nearly as big as you, I'll be, you might be able to reach the moon in a rocket.
What else will I do when I'm big? Asked Willow.
You'll be able to stand in the shower like me and turn it on by yourself, said Willoughby.
Will I? Said Willow.
You'll be able to reach for a towel and get dried all by yourself, said Willoughby.
Will I? Said Willow.
You'll be able to brush your own teeth without any help, said Willoughby.
And will Spotty Ted brush his? Asked Willow.
He hasn't got any teeth, said Willoughby.
So will I have to make my own bed? Said Willow. Will I have to tidy my own toys?
You won't have any toys, said Willoughby. You'll be too big for toys.
Willoughby? Said Willow.
What is it? Asked Willoughby.
I don't ever want to be big.
Why not? Asked Willoughby.
I always want my toys, said Willow.
I always want mine too, said Willoughby. But we won't mind, you see. We'll have grown-up things instead.
But then I might have to do grown-up things, said Willow.
Like what? Asked Willoughby.
Like go out the door by myself? Like walk down the road all by myself? Like be in the world all by myself?
There might be nobody there.
Spotty Ted will be there, said Willoughby. You can keep him forever if you like.
But I might not fit into my chicken slippers anymore, said Willow.
Then you could have some rooster slippers like mine, or some pom-pom slippers like Mom's, said Willoughby.
I know, let's go see if Mom's awake.
She wasn't, but they climbed in beside her anyway.
This is very early morning, she yawned, looking at the clock. Why don't we just snuggle up for a while?
Mom, said Willow, were you ever small?
I was, says Mom.
Smaller than even you.
And was I small too? Asked Willoughby.
To me you still are, said Mom.
Tell us, Mom, said Willoughby.
Tell us what you did when you were small.
Well, if I woke up too early in the morning, I went back to sleep, said Mom.
Why don't we do that?
And they did.
Our offertory words come from Jeanette Walls in her book, Half-Broke Horses. You can't prepare for everything in life's going to throw at you. You can't avoid danger. It's there. The world is a dangerous place, and if you sit around wringing your hands about it, you'll miss out on all the adventure. So join us in our LCUUC adventure. At this time in the service, the offertory will be gratefully received. Thank you.
This is a time in our service when we share our joys and concerns. We do this in two ways, by speaking them aloud and by lighting candles. If you have a joy or concern to share, please raise your hand, and one of my friends will bring you a microphone.
Barb, please light a candle of concern for my friend Cheryl. Sharon, who is going through chemotherapy and radiation, she's having a really tough time. Please send thoughts and healing prayers.
I'm Sue. Two joys. One, that yesterday Bjorn's robotics team won a design award at the state competition, and so they qualified for worlds in robotics. And secondly, it's just been a joy to work with this group of transition kids. I've had a really good time with them.
I guess I have a joy. I know it's been a spectacularly cold winter, but it's also been great for snow. And there's a group of about half a dozen of us at a church that do the Birkebeiner cross-country race every year. And I was able to get out skiing every weekend since Thanksgiving. And so now that the race is over, I'm ready for spring to begin. But I'm really happy we had so much snow this year.
I'd like to light a candle of concern for my friend Joey. He's been out of school for a few days, and I can't reach him. I'm scared or anything, so. Mm-hmm. Also, I'd like to light a candle of joy that I got to do this service and get to know my classmates better. They're actually pretty awesome people.
I'd like to light a candle of concern to one of my friends who we thought had mono, but he's been throwing up and he lost 30-something pounds now, and he's been out of school for about 2 months now.
We light a final candle for the joys and concerns that we hold deeply, but which have not been named here today. Our first reading is by David Allman in his book, Jackdaw Summer. I don't want to be little again, but at the same time, I do. I want to be me like I was then, and me as I am now, and me like I'll be in the future. I want to be me and nothing but me. I want to be crazy as the moon, wild as the wind, and still as the earth. I want to be every single thing as possible to be. I'm growing, and I don't know how to grow. I'm living, but I haven't started living yet. Sometimes I simply disappear from myself. Sometimes
It's like I'm not here in this world at all, and I simply don't exist. Sometimes I can hardly think. My head just drifts, and the visions that come seem so vivid.
Abby Johnson, awesome, friendly, and cool. Daughter of Amy and Shannon, sister of Megan. Lover of mashed potatoes, Burt Wonderstone, the color yellow, narwhals, dance moms, my iPhone, owls, french fries, and Flappy Bird. Who feels scared when I go on stage, happy when I get to go to Kayla's, and excited when I go to the Dells. Who needs Netflix, sleep, and friends. Who can sing, be entertaining, and sleep. Who fears tornadoes, being lost in haunted houses. Who would like to see the White House, Los Angeles, and Steve Carell. The spirit animal I have chosen for myself is the narwhal, because it is my favorite animal.
Shelby Sewer, smart, creative, and funny. Daughter of Rob and Kim, sister of Ethan, granddaughter of Joan, Gary, and Kathy. Lover of swimming, reading, nature, family, soccer, violin, animals, math, Florida, cooking, and baking. Who feels happiest when I'm with family, excited when reading a good book, and most comfortable outside. Who needs Mexican food, Florida, and my family and friends. Who can catch frogs with my hands, play violin, run fast, play soccer, cross-country ski, climb trees, and remember my kindergarten light order. Who fears tornadoes, slugs, and getting sick. Who would like to see no pollution in a coral reef. The name I have chosen for myself is Shelby because it is the name I was given and it suits my personality.
Thank you. Zachary B. Settinger, Zippy Big Gamer Smart, son of Laura, grandson of Coral, nephew of Katie and Julie, lover of stuffed animals, parents, and just loving stuffed animals and parents, who feels excited as a board. He needs Chinese food, Wii, Minecraft, Netflix, food, water, and shelter. Who can play trumpet and violin. Who fears born and rolling roller coasters. Who would like an Xbox 360 of fun with dads. And who would like to see the White House. The name I have chosen for myself is Zach, and the spirit animal is my spirit animal is the owl.
Corinne Spencer, nice, crazy, and awesome. Daughter of Teresa, granddaughter of Arlene and Jerry. Lover of horses, bacon, and YouTube. Feels happy when I sleep and ride horses, sad when I wake up on a school morning, and mad when I play Flappy Bird. Who needs horses, food, bacon, my phone, and my friends. Who can ride horses, be weird, and be awesome and nice. Who fears tornadoes and a world without bacon. Who would like to see Paris, the iPhone 9, and a concert by Bastille. The spirit animal I have chosen for myself is the horse because I am wild and free, and the symbol I have chosen is infinity.
Our second reading comes from the author C. Cowbell, Joy Bell C. I think that it was the best thing we can do for our children is to allow them to do things for themselves. Allow them to be strong. Allow them to experience life on their own terms. Allow them to take the subway. Let them be better people. Let them believe more in themselves.
Ava Craven, sporty, creative nature lover, daughter of Mickey and Jeremy, sister of Ellery, granddaughter of Grandma Gertie, Grandma Bucky, Grandma Debbie, and Grandpa Rex. Lover of nature, soccer, drawing, piano, came explore, family, bike rides, sunny days, Wisconsin, Florida, and the environment. Who feels satisfied when I score a soccer goal, calm when I listen to thunderstorms, and happy when I am able to spend time all day outside. Who needs key lime pie, my comforting home in the outdoors. Who can play soccer, piano, and trombone. Who fears big dogs, cats with long, sharp nails, the ocean, and getting lost. Who would like to see Biosphere 2, Norway, Switzerland, Germany, Greece, and the whole world. The totem animal I have chosen is a dolphin. I have chosen this because I am playful, happy, and fun. Hayden Kuchowski, funny, athletic, creative, daughter of Jess and Heidi, sister of Kai and Haley, lover of baking, sports, and a huge stuffed animal dragon, who feels grumpy when my mom makes me up for school, excited on my birthday, and cheery when I play soccer, who needs stuffed animals, food, preferably not fish, and family, who can play soccer, play with Kai, and create art, who fears planes, unfinished basements, and the dark, who would like to see a female president in Africa and the grass in this winter. The symbol I have chosen for myself is this one, because I always draw characters that look like this.
Yes, there is.
Haley Jesser, active, happy, crazy, daughter of Christine and Paul, lover of dance, singing, gymnastics, and clarinet, who feels happy when I do my solo like a professional gymnast when I do an aerial, and talented when I sing, who needs food, especially mashed potatoes, water, or cherry Dr. Pepper, and any and all kinds of dance, who can dance, sing, run faster than anyone in my grade, and play clarinet, who fears big storms, who would like to see the Eiffel Tower again in Milan. The name I have chosen for myself is Haley, and the spirit animal I have chosen is a crazy puppy. The symbol I have chosen for myself is this, because it stands for love, peace, happiness, being yourself, living forever, and never giving up.
Mason Atkinson, creative, artistic, often bored in class. Son of Susan and Paul, brother of Cooper, and owner of Molly. Lover of petting a happy dog, being paid for a job well done, that split second between leaving the seat of the sled and crashing. Who feels excited when I go down the hill on a sled, happy when I go to the movies, and exasperated when I'm watching the clock at the end of a long school day. Who needs bacon, video games, books, my dog, and my mom. Who can do extreme sledding, swim, and ride big roller coasters. Who fears zombie movies and that really old, creepy, black and white TV show called The Twilight Zone. Who would like to see Rome, the moon, and New York. The name I have chosen for myself is Mason.
Our final reading is from Ethan Hawke from his book, The Hottest State. Don't you find it odd, she continued, that when you're a kid, everyone, all the world, encourages you to follow your dreams. When you're older, somehow they act offended even if you try.
We removed the offending thing from the flu.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Cicero. I'm filling in for Carrie Duma, who's very sorry she couldn't be here today. This service was rescheduled, and she had already had an out-of-town trip planned. So as a member of one of the members of the RE committee, she asked me to come up and introduce everybody and say a couple words during this fifth and sixth grade transition program service. So first of all, I'd like to extend a huge thank you to Sue Lewis. Who led the program here. Some parents have come up to me over the last few weeks and just mentioned how they really appreciated the job that Susan's done and the program in general, and how their kids have come home with some really thought-provoking ideas and things that they're working on, and they've been very impressed with the whole thing. So thank you, Sue. We had a large group of kids this year, and Sue made their time together fun, thoughtful, and very productive. This program allows our little kids, becoming bigger kids, to have a better sense of who they are in this church community. They are important parts in this place that we call LCUUC, and Sue has helped them discover these things. She understands kids these age and started the tradition of an overnight to kick off the program, which helps the group bond and become more cohesive. And by giving her time and energy to the program, it's allowed her the wonderful opportunity to get to know these kids too, who, as she expressed earlier, not her own, but are her own. So that's really great. And we'd also like to thank a few more people for their contributions to the program this year. Nancy Brott and Doug Estee for their help with the musical involvement. And Carl Tim, and it looks like John Stout, too, who are helping with the sound and the technical aspects. And also Rob Sewer, who gave up a night of sleep to be a sleep angel during the overnight program. And for playing tuba today. Thanks. Yeah. And now I'd like to say to this energetic, creative group of young people here, thank you all for committing to do this transitions program, for coming together to learn about yourselves and your religious journey, and for sharing yourselves with us during this special worship service. It's been wonderful to see your talents and your energy making it for a great morning for us. We all look forward to watching you grow and participate more and more in the life of the church as you move through middle school and on into high school. Even those of you who won't be here, you'll still be part of this group. As you grow from being a child into a youth here, I hope you'll be able to see and feel how important part of this congregation or any community that you're a part of, that you are. Your energy and ideas inspire all of us. We're excited to get to know you better and look forward to your input in making LCUC a place where good things happen in the world. And so now, if you guys will line up here, Sue Lewis will present each of you with a small token to recognize completion of the program. When you wear this pin with a symbol of our faith, a lit chalice, we hope it will remind you that you're part of something bigger than yourselves. You're an important part of this church community. And they are Zachary Suttinger, Mason Atkinson, Corinne Spencer, Caden Krachowski, Haley Jester, Abby Johnson, Ava Craven, Shelby Sewer. Congratulations to you all. if you just stay here 1 second. Or we'd like to also thank the parents of these fine young people for raising them to be the bright, caring individuals that they are. Thank you, parents, for helping them search for truth and meaning in their lives and to grow in compassion and respect for all people. Thank you for helping inspire them to live lives committed to peace and justice and to care for the earth. In recognition of your role as parents, as stewards of our future, and in appreciation for your love and support, I invite each of the children here to now to take a flower back to their parents.
Please join us in our closing hymn, Now Let Us Sing.
Congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places, you're off and away. You have brains in your head and feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own and you know what you know, and you are the guy who'll decide where to go. You'll look up and down streets, look them over with care, and some of you say, I don't choose to go there.
With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen and frequently do to people as brainy and footsy as you. And then things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along, you'll start happening too. Oh, the places you'll go.
Overnight service, we were really just kids. We had no sort of interest in this sort of thing whatsoever. And to be honest, we only knew each other as, oh, is that the girl who comes every Sunday? But to be honest, over this entire process, we really just became more than that. We just really thank everybody who helped out, the people who took time to write our speeches for us, the people who had to put up with us, especially Sue Lewis. Please give her a round of applause. You had to endure class after class after class after class, putting up with us so that we could have a good time. And really, we thank you for that. We thank all of you today here for coming today. It's been a really fun part, and it's just been a nice journey. We are UUs.
Yes, you can go up cookies. No, go, go.
Yeah, go ahead and get it.